A stupid criminal story. By definition, every criminal story is stupid. With your morning team, that it's a criminal that's not just stupid, but not once, but twice in the same story. Charlie, Denise, Pat, and you on WSTW. It is 6:22. Pat Johnson, got to thank you for pointing out this stupid criminal story, by the way. We appreciate the heads up on this. This is a story that comes from Memphis, Tennessee. As I gather, a man was pulling into a driveway when the criminal, not stupid at the, well, again, by definition, being a criminal, you're stupid, but opens up the car door, points a gun at the driver and says, "Get out. You know, it's carjacking.
Yep.
Hand over your keys, your wallet. All right, fine." Well, apparently as the carjacker was trying to back out of the driveway, it's a tricky driveway. So in order for better visibility, the criminal is rolling down the window to be able to see. And that's when the kid who was getting carjacked realizes that the carjacker's gun that he had was missing the barrel.
Well.
So not having any fear, he reaches in and punches the carjacker. There's your stupidity number one. Well, when that happened, the guy who was trying to steal the car kind of loses control. Clips the side of the house and backs into a pole. And this is a tricky driveway. Apparently, there's a dip where this pole is. And now the carjacker is stuck because, and I got a picture of this. You know what this? Here's the car with the pole. The back tire is a little elevated.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's where there's a little dip right there.
A little dip.
That car's not going anywhere.
It's not moving.
Oh my gosh.
It's stuck.
Oh, my gosh. So the moral of the story is make sure your gun is all fully assembled and drive forward out, I guess.
Yeah, somehow make sure you survey the landscape before
yeah,
you
make
try.
Sure you survey the landscape.
Now, I do have to say, if I'm reading this right, it says the carjacker took off, and I think he's still being, still, police are still searching for
yeah,
him.
At least yeah, at in that story.
But
yeah.
Still, he didn't get what he wanted and got a little punch in the face for his efforts.
Didn't really think it all the way through.
And again, does any criminal really, you know, in the grand scheme of things?
Not even Lex Luthor did.
No.
Yeah.
Thought that kryptonite was going to be the answer.
He did, yeah.
But didn't count on.
You know what? I will say, I'm guessing this kid, the gun without a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing the gun was just probably for show. I'm going to guess he probably didn't really want to carry a gun, maybe, but just thinking he could just get away, scare somebody, and, you know, take off with the car.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Probably.
Yeah, you know. Again, didn't really think this one through.
Appreciate you pointing it out.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of an old friend I had in high school. He got mixed up with the wrong crowd near the very end, and I remember I was in college, and somebody said, "Hey, did you hear about so-and-so?" I was like, "No." And they said, "He's in jail." I said, "Wow, for stealing out of somebody's house." We saw him years later. He reformed his life, got a college degree, you know, owns his own business, so good for him. But he said, "My friend and I, we went to rob this house. We parked the car in the driveway. The owner came home and parked behind us." So that way, he said, so we, there we are with VCR. Remember VCRs, right?
Oh, gosh.
VCRs and TVs. And yeah, we weren't getting anywhere. Didn't think that one through.
Oh, my gosh.
So we said, all right.
a stupid criminal story passed.
Yes.
With a friend. Glad to hear he turned his life around.
He did. He turned his life around. He did, yes.
Nice to hear that happen at least.